Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Libya, fighting continuing for control of the country's oil facilities around the city of Benghazi. Eastern-based Libyan National Army had given up control Friday of at least one major oil port it had captured last year. Withdrawal followed an offensive by a faction known as the Benghazi Defense Brigades. Efforts to take over Libya's oil ports raised the prospect of increased violence in the region. Syrian news reports say the government forces have pressed forward in pursuit of Islamic State fighters in northern Syria, gaining control of 15 more villages near the Turkish border. Meantime, a new UN investigative report accuses Syria and Russia of multiple war crimes for deliberately targeting hospitals and destroying vital civilian infrastructure during daily airstrikes. Paolo Pinheiro was in charge of the investigation.
Given the large number of submunitions that each cluster bomb release, their use in such a densely populated area, as I said, as Eastern Aleppo city, amounts to the use of an indiscriminate weapon constituting the war crime of indiscriminate attacks in a civilian populated area.
Pinheiro's report also condemns some armed groups for preventing civilians from leaving the city. United Nations humanitarian coordinator in Iraq, Lisa Grande, has issued a report warning that the possibility of use of chemical weapons in Mosul, where Islamic State militants are battling U.S.-backed Iraqi forces. Red Cross says seven people have been admitted to hospital near Mosul, being treated for suspected exposure to chemical agents. This is VOA News. UN Security Council visited Chad and Niger, expressing support for countries in West Africa that are battling Boko Haram and coping with the humanitarian fallout from the war on terror. VOA's Margaret Bashir is traveling with the delegation.
Chad and Niger are both fighting Boko Haram terrorists who threaten their territory and launch attacks on their populations and their militaries. Just 2 weeks ago, Niger lost 16 soldiers in an attack by the group in the north of the country. Prime Minister Albert Tahimi Padeki tells VOA that terrorism cannot only be defeated militarily, development is necessary so that the people will not just listen to the extremists. This strategy is echoed by Niger's President Mahamadou Issoufou, who says his country needs better infrastructure, education, health care, and jobs for its youth. He told the visiting Security Council ambassadors that social and economic development promote democracy. Chad and Niger are both at the very bottom of the UN Development Index. In addition to struggling with extreme poverty, they are coping with severe humanitarian crises, trying to feed and shelter hundreds of thousands of displaced persons and refugees who have fled Boko Haram's reign of terror. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Niamey.
Back here in the U.S., the Trump administration has not reacted to a spokesman's denial that former President Barack Obama ever ordered a telephone tap of Mr. Trump during the campaign before last year's U.S. elections. An aide to Mr. Obama and Trump's allegations are simply false. On Twitter, President Trump accused President Obama of wiretapping without naming any source for his claims. President Trump's claims against President Obama came as the Trump administration faces mounting pressure from multiple investigations into contacts between members of his campaign team and Russian officials during the 2016 presidential campaign season. Here's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
As to Trump's Russia campaign ties, I have no evidence personally that there are any, but I will insist that the FBI be given full opportunity to look into this without political interference.
Senator Graham is a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. President Trump expected to sign a new executive order on Monday regarding immigration and travel into the U.S. after a federal court blocked the administration's previous attempt. Details of the new order are not available. However, earlier the Associated Press reported the new travel ban would no longer include Iraq on a list of seven Muslim-majority nations targeted by the measure. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.